弟兄姊妹平安。今天读经《路加福音》十二章十三到三十四节。众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”就用比喻对他们说：“有一个财主，田产丰盛，自己心里思想说：我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说：我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后对我的灵魂说：灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说：无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。耶稣又对门徒说：所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想，乌鸦也不种也不收也没有仓，又没有库，神尚且养活他，你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还要忧虑其余的事呢？你想，百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？你们不要求吃什么喝什么，也不要挂心，这都是外邦人所求的，你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。你们要变卖所有的，周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进、虫不能住的地方。因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 34. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kind of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them in this parable: The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build a bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself, You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who store up things for himself but is not rich toward God. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the raven, they do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, oh, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows what you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possession and give it to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear up, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thieves comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. 感谢神的话语。
Good morning. It's lovely to be with you again. My name is Dan King.
很高兴又来到大家中间，我的名字是 Dan King.
Thank you for the invitation.
感谢大家邀请我。
Just to remind you, I'm normally at Mentone Baptist Church.
我平常的时间是在一个Baptist浸信会教会。
And I'm married to Helen, and I have three children.
我的妻子是 Helen, 我有三个孩子。
And during the week, I minister at Monash University with international students.
一般在周中的时候，我是服侍莫纳什大学的，我们的group 叫做 Focus.
That's right. And that's where I know Gordon from, and lots of other brothers and sisters there at the university.
郭鼎弟兄曾经也是我们中的一员，我们那还有很多弟兄姐妹。
It's my pleasure to be with you this morning and to do another talk in this series of the seven deadly sins.
很荣幸今天又来到这里，然后我将继续我们的这个系列叫做七宗罪。
Last time I was here, we talked about trying to move from pride to humility.
上一次我跟大家在分享的时候，我们讲了如何从骄傲变得谦卑。
And this morning we're going to think about moving from greed to generosity.
然后今天我们的主题是如何从贪心贪婪变得大方慷慨。
Let's pray together as we begin.
让我们先开始祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父。
We know that we need money to live, and we thank you for the money you give us.
主啊，我们知道我们生存需要金钱，我们也感谢你已经赐给我们的钱。
But we don't want to be greedy. We want to be generous.
但我们不想做贪心的人，我们想要做慷慨施予的人。
Please help us to listen to your words this morning.
请今天早上帮助我们来聆听你的话语。
And live in a way that pleases you.
让我们的生活方式能够来能够让你满意。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
When I was writing this series of talks, it was Easter time, and we had some hot cross buns in our home.
当我在写这个讲章的时候，当时是复活节时间，我们家里烤了很多这种十字小面包。
I was toasting one, and my little daughter, who's 4 years old, asked if she could share it with me.
我当时在烤一个面包，然后我4岁的女儿就过来问我，能不能跟我分一个。
I said okay, and so I gave her half, and then I had half on my plate.
我说可以啊，我给她了一半面包，然后我自己也留了一半。
And just then, I was interrupted by a phone call. So I took the call for a couple of minutes, and then I came back.
当时有个电话打进来，于是我就去接电话。几分钟后，我回来了。
To my surprise, my plate was empty, and I looked at my daughter, and she was eating her half.
我很惊讶，我看到我的盘子里是空的，然后我的女儿在吃她那一半。
I couldn't find my food anywhere, and then I realized she was eating my half.
我找不到我的那个食物了，于是我就意识到她肯定刚才吃了我的那一半。
Greed is a danger for all of us, even from the time that we are children.
所以即使是从孩童时期，我们也可以看出，贪心对我们每个人来说都有危害。
But I think it can be difficult for us as Christians to know how to use our money and possessions.
但即使作为基督徒，我们可能也会很难去考虑到底应该如何智慧地使用我们的金钱。
Because even Christian leaders and preachers have different opinions on this matter.
因为即使是基督徒领袖和一些牧师，他们在金钱这个方面都有完全不同的观点。
At one end of the spectrum, you get certain teachers who maybe teach a prosperity gospel, and they tell us that God always wants to bless us, He wants our businesses to grow, He wants us to be rich and successful.
因为在一方面有一些基督徒的领袖和牧师，他们教导的可能是成功神学，他告诉我们，我们的生意会越来越成功，我们个人会金钱会增长，神总是会祝福我们。
Next slide please. So for example, the lead pastor of Hillsong, a man called Brian Houston, wrote a book called You Need More Money.
就打个比方，澳大利亚有一个教会叫 Hillsong， 他们的主要的牧师 Brian Houston 曾经写了一本书，书名就叫你需要更多钱。
But then at the other end of this spectrum, we get Christian monks, and they might take a vow of poverty.
然而在另一方面，有一些基督教的一些可能说修道士，他们却发誓要终身都要贫穷，过着清贫的日子。
And they tell us that being poor is good or noble or spiritual.
他们告诉我们，贫穷是好的，是高尚的，是甚至是很属灵的。
So which is right? And how should we think about money and possessions and greed and generosity?
那哪一种观点是正确的呢？我们应该如何正确的来思考金钱、财富、贪心和慷慨？
Next slide, please. So we're going to think about greed now.
我们先来想一想贪心这个话题。
And there are more references in your Bible about money than there are about sex.
在我们手上的圣经里提到金钱的次数要比提到性更多。
And so this shows us that God thinks money is an important topic for us to think about.
这告诉我们，神认为金钱对我们来说是一个非常重要的，需要经常思考的问题。
Greed really is a heart issue.
贪婪、贪心，这是一个心的问题。
It is an excessive love for money or the things that money can buy.
它是我们对于金钱或者说金钱可以买到的东西过度的爱。
Money and possessions are not evil in themselves. They're actually a good gift from God.
金钱和财产本身并不是邪恶的，它们实际上是从神而来的美好的礼物。
But the problem with every sin is that a good gift from God becomes distorted.
但就像所有的罪一样，都是由于神所赐的美好的礼物被扭曲了。
The devil cannot actually create anything. He can't create any new thing for us to enjoy.
魔鬼不是造物主，他不可以创造任何新的东西让我们来去享受。
All he can do is take a good gift from God and distort it.
但魔鬼却可以做这样一件事，就是把神的礼物拿过来，然后把它进行扭曲。
And in this way, we end up loving a good gift from God so much that everything gets out of proportion.
结果就是我们爱上了神所赐的礼物，但是这种爱是过度的，是一种不恰其分的。
So this problem of greed begins in our heart, but then later it can be seen in our behavior.
这种贪心一开始是我们内心发出一个问题，最终会在我们的行为上显示出来。
We can see it by how much money we save or spend or give, and in the sort of things that we buy.
我们的问题可以从我们如何花钱、如何存钱以及如何买东西这些东西上面看出来。
Next slide, please. So in our passage, Luke 12, verse 34, Jesus says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
因此，在路加福音十二章三十四节记录到，耶稣说：“你们因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。”
We can see a person's heart by the treasures that they chase.
我们看一个人他在追求什么样的财宝，我们就可以看出他的心在哪里。
And it's not only rich people that struggle with greed.
不是仅仅说只有富人才有这个贪心贪婪的问题。
Even if we're poor, it might be that in our minds, all we think about day and night is still the money that we don't have.
即使我们一贫如洗，也有可能说我们日夜所思所想的都是那些我们没有的金钱。
So it's the heart that counts.
所以说这是一个关于心，内心的问题。
Next slide, please.That's why Jesus said in verse 15, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions."
因此，耶稣在十五节说，于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
But sadly, Australian society is not listening to Jesus.
但是很遗憾的是，澳大利亚这个社会它并没有听从耶稣的教导。
Next slide. Up on the screen is a map of the world, but it's a little bit unusual.
大家看到屏幕上的这个地图，它是一个世界地图，但它跟你们平常看的却不太一样。
This is a map of the world by population, so countries with more people look bigger on the map.
这是一个以地理来划分的一个世界地图，所以人口比较多的国家看起来就会大一些。
So no surprise, right? India and China are huge, and Australia looks very small.
这并不奇怪，对吧？所以说，看到印度、中国都面积很大，然后澳大利亚非常小。
Next slide, please. Here is a map of the world by income.
这是一个由收入来划分的世界地图。
Here are people who are living on more than US$200 a day.
这里有些人每天的消费和收入是200美元。
The United States is big, Europe is big, and Australia looks okay.
在美国、在欧洲这些地区都面积很大，然后澳大利亚的这个面积呢是比较适中的。
Next slide. And here is people living on less than US$10 a day.
这个地图 画出了这些每天的消费只有10%，只有10美元这个水平的人的人口分布。
Here we see parts of Africa, again India and China, and you will see that Australia has almost disappeared.
我们可以看到地图上占很大面积的非洲、印度、中国，但是在地图上澳大利亚几乎是消失掉了。
We are a rich country.
我们是一个很富有的国家。
But how generous are we?
但我们是一个很慷慨的国家吗？
Next slide, please.These figures are a little bit old. They're 5 years old.
这些数据是比较老了，是五年前的数据。
But here were the most generous postcodes in Australia.
这里列出了澳大利亚最慷慨的一个地区。
You can see that the most generous postcode in terms of dollars was Mosman in New South Wales. There, the average income was $145,000, and the average giving was about $200 in the year.
从数字上来看，最慷慨的一个地区是新南威尔士的 Mosman 这个辖区，它的人均收入是14.5万澳元，但是他们人均的给予量是每年204刀。
The most generous postcard, according to the proportion of their income, was a place called Melanie in Queensland. There, the average income was only $39,000, but they gave about double by proportion. They gave 100 of their dollars.
从比例上来说，最慷慨的地区是昆士兰州的 Melanie 这个区域。他们的人均收入是39,000澳元，但是他们跟之前的那个区域比，他们的所捐赠的数量是两倍，他们的从数字来看是105澳元。
Now remember, Australia is a rich country, and these are the most generous postcodes.
你要记住，澳大利亚是一个很富有的国家，而这两个区域已经是最慷慨大方的区域了。
If a country like Australia can only spare $100 or $200 in the year, what chance does any other country have?
如果像澳大利亚这样一个富裕的国家，每个人一年能捐赠出去的金额也仅仅是100澳元、200澳元，那其他国家可能就更少的可怜了。
Australia has a greed problem, and it is something that we need to repent of as a nation.
澳大利亚呢，它有一个贪心的一个问题，作为一个国家，我们需要悔改。
But enough of thinking about Australia as a whole country. A more important question for us is this morning is how are our hearts?
我们今天先不说澳大利亚整个国家整体的问题。今天早上我们要更重要的思考一下我们个人每个人内心关于贪婪是怎么样的一个情况。
We need to think about how greed and generosity is happening in our hearts.
我们需要知道我们自己是如何的慷慨，或者说是如何的贪心。
This is an important question for us. Notice how Jesus ends his parable.
这对我们来说是一个很重要的一个议题。我们需要看一下耶稣在他的比喻中所说的。
From verse 18, then the man said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain, and I'll say to myself." You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you, and then who will get what you've prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God.
从十八节起，又说我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了。另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说：灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说：无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
What a terrible thing for God's assessment of someone's life at the very end to be you fool.
如果说一个人生命终结，神对他的评价是说，你这个无知的人啊，这是一件多么糟糕的事情。
We don't want to be fools, and so we need to guard against greed.
我们不想做无知的人，所以我们要免去内心的这种贪心。
Imagine if somehow someone was able to look into all of your finances.
举个例子，如果说有一个人，他可以看到所有你的金融情况，你的花销情况。
They could see your bank accounts and your savings, your giving, your PayPal, your credit cards, everything.
如果他们可以看到你的银行账户，可以看到你 PayPal 的支付情况，可以看到你的存款，看到你的捐献，可以看到你的信用卡，可以看到你一切的支出。
What would they conclude are your priorities?
他们看完以后会得出什么样的结论？他们会觉得你的人生什么是最重要的呢？
Do you think they would be able to tell that you are a Christian from your finances?
你觉得他们看你的这些经济情况能够得出结论说你是一个基督徒吗？
Would you stand out from a society that loves possessions, or would you look kind of the same?
在我们这个社会，人人都爱财富，那你作为一个基督徒，是否可以鹤立鸡群，与此不同呢？还是你跟大家都一样？
Next slide, please. Behind all of our sins, there is usually an understandable desire, something that we're looking for.
在我们所有的罪恶背后，通常都有一种渴望，是一种我们可以理解的一种渴望。
So what are we looking for when we're tempted to be greedy?
当我们受到试探，想要贪心、贪婪的时候，我们背后真正的驱动力是什么呢？
I think we're looking for happiness.And security.
我想我们需要的是，我们想要寻求的是幸福和安全感。
And these things, happiness and security, are good things for us to seek.
其实幸福还有安全感对我们来说是好的东西，是可以追求的。
But as often happens, we are tempted to look for these things in all the wrong places.
但事实上却是我们常常是在错误的地方去寻求这些正确的东西。
In the second part of our reading, Jesus makes a link between worry and greed.
我们今天读经的第二部分，我们看到耶稣提到了忧虑，还有提到了贪心。
Verse 22, Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Verse 29, Do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink, don't worry about it.For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your father knows that you need them, but seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
22节，耶稣又对门徒说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。29节，你们不要求吃什么，喝什么，也不要挂心，这都是外邦人所求的。你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
We worry that we're not going to have enough food or drink or clothes, etc. And so we are tempted to make our whole life about getting rich.
我们常常忧虑，我们没有足够的东西来支持，我们没有足够的钱来支持我们的吃喝穿衣等等东西，所以我们常常受试探，想要把生命就作为一个赚钱的过程。
We think that chasing money and getting rich will make us happy.
我们认为追求财富，变得富有，会让我们变得幸福。
But it doesn't work. We always need that next purchase.
但事实并不是如此，因为我们总是想要买下一个东西，买新的东西。
We think that chasing money and getting rich will make us feel safe and secure.
我们觉得我们追求财富，变得富有，可以让我们更加的有安全感，更安全。
But that doesn't work either. Stock markets crash, or we lose our job.
但事实上也不是这样，因为金融市场可以瞬间崩盘，我们也可能被炒鱿鱼。
Chasing money so that we can provide for ourselves seems much easier than trusting God to look after us.
似乎看来，我们自己努力赚钱，自己养活自己，是比信靠神，依靠神来。供养我们更加容易的一件事情。
But actually, it's the other way around.
但事实却恰好相反。
God has already done the most difficult thing to take care of us, right? He sent His own Son to die in our place.
事实上，神做了他能照顾我们所做的最难的一件事情。 他差遣他的爱子为我们的罪死在十字架上，对吧？
So, if He's already done the really big thing, do we really think He's going to fail us on the small things?
如果他连这么伟大、这么牺牲的事情都做得了的话，那我们真的觉得在一些小的事情上，他就会让我们失望吗？
Next slide, please. He promises us here in verse 30. The pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them, but seek His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
耶稣给我们应许，30节，这都是外邦人所求的，你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的，你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
So if we want joy, if we want security, then we need to make Jesus the number one thing in our life, and He will look after us.
如果我们想要喜乐，如果我们想要安全感，我们就必须把耶稣摆在生命的第一位，他会照看我们的。
I don't think Jesus is promising here that we will be rich.
我并不觉得耶稣在这里的应许是指他会让我们变得很富有。
Because there are actually some dangers to being rich, as we will see.
因为事实上，我们一会儿也会讲到，变得富有是有一些危害的。But
He's promising to look after us.
但是耶稣应许他会照顾我们。We
will always have a roof over our head. We will have clothes on our back. We will have food on the table.
我们总是会有住的地方，会有吃的东西，我们会有衣服可以穿，可以保暖。Next
slide. So let's think about the way forward.
我们来想一下问题的解决方法。
The opposite of being greedy is not to be poor.
贪心的反义词并不是贫穷。
Being poor is not good. It's not a blessing. In fact, it's terrible.
贫穷并不是一个好的事情，它并不是祝福，实际上它是一个很糟糕的事情。
I really love these words from Proverbs chapter 30 that's on the screen.
我特别喜欢箴言书的30章的一些经文，大家看一下屏幕。
He says, two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Number one, keep falsehood and lies far from me. And then listen to the second one. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
我求你两件事，在我未死以前不要不赐给我。第一件事，求你使虚谎和虚假和谎言远离我。第二件事情大家注意，使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Now, if you came from a poor country or if you came from a poor family, then you know that poverty is not great.
如果你来自的国家很贫穷，或者你的家庭很贫穷的话，那你会知道穷是一件很不好的事情。
It's not spiritual or godly. It's actually very, very terrible.
它并不是一件多么属灵的事情，或者多么属神心意的，或者是多么敬虔的事情。它实际上很糟糕。
But being rich has its dangers as well.
但是特别富有也是有它的危害。And
this may be a bigger danger for us living in Australia.
在澳大利亚生活的我们，可能面对这种富有的带来的危害会更加明显一些。Listen
to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
我们来看一下传道书第五章。Verse
10. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. In verse 12, the sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether they eat little or much, but as for the rich, their abundance permits them no sleep.
贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足，这也是虚空。劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少，睡得香甜，富足人的丰满。
The opposite of greed is not poverty, it's generosity.
贪心的反面并不是贫穷，而是慷慨大方。
God wants us to understand the value of money and then use it wisely.
神希望我们明白金钱的价值，希望我们能够很有智慧来使用。
Money is a wonderful tool, but it's a terrible master.
金钱是一个非常好的工具，却是一个非常糟糕的主人。
Generous people still care about their money and their assets because they want to use them wisely.
慷慨大方的人，他们也关心自己的金钱和财富，因为他们想要把这些金钱财富很智慧的使用。
But they're able to hold their money in a loose grip.
但是他们抓着钱的手却不是那么的紧绷。
I've heard a story about how to trap a monkey. I don't know if it's true.
我听过一个故事，我不知道是真是假。它是讲如何去抓住一只猴子。
Apparently, you make a wooden box and you put some food inside.
大概就是说，你做一个木头的箱子，然后你在箱子里面装一点食物。
And then you cut a hole in the side of the box just big enough that the monkey can slip his hand inside.
然后你在盒子边上呢，切一个口，然后让这个口不要太大，正好可以让一只猴子把手伸进去。
The monkey grabs the food, but now he cannot get his hand out.
猴子会抓住食物，但是抓住以后呢，他的手就没有办法挣脱出来了。
And even when the hunters come, he cannot let go of that food and escape. His hand is closed so tightly.
即使这时候猎人来了，他还是抓着他的食物，他不会松手。
Generous people do not have their hands closed so tightly around their money.
甘心慷慨给予的人，他不会把自己的金钱那么像猴子一样紧紧的抓住。
Right, they're not trapped. They can give it away.
他不是在这种情况下受到一种。他不是因为在这种情况下就抓住钱不放。
In fact, as they give their money away, they discover joy because they bring God honor and they bless other people.
实际上，在他们把钱给予出来、捐赠出来的时候，他们是很喜乐的，因为他们在这个过程中，他们荣耀神。
They can be cheerful as they give.
他们在给予的时候，他们是非常快乐的。
But generosity is not just about helping other people, it's also a blessing for us.
但是慷慨大方呢，它并不仅仅唯一的作用是帮助别的人，它对我们自己也是一种祝福。
Generosity can be like medicine for our hearts.
慷慨的给予对我们内心可以是一味良药。
Giving money away and doing it regularly helps us to stop worshipping money.
把金钱奉献出去，并且是长期的、经常性的这样去做，可以让我们的心变得很健康。
It's like an antidote for our hearts.
它就像我们内心的一个解毒剂一样。
So, next slide, please. Let's get practical.
那我们谈一下如何应用。
The first way we need to deal with our greed is to admit it and to come to God for forgiveness and for freedom.
关于贪心，我们要做的第一件事是承认自己是贪心的。我们要来到上帝面前请求饶恕，请求他把我们从贪心中释放出来。
Jesus not only warns us about greed in the Bible, but he also can take away the shame and the guilt and the power of greed.
耶稣他不仅对贪心对我们有教导，他自己也可以拿去我们由于贪心所带来的那些罪疚和羞耻感。
A Christian is not someone who never feels greedy. Rather, a Christian is someone who comes to Jesus to help them with their greed.
基督徒不是一个永远不贪婪的人，基督徒是一个知道自己贪婪，来到神的面前请求饶恕，请求神拿去他们贪婪的人。
Jesus can take away the guilt of the greed. He can take away the shame that we feel when we behave in a greedy way.
耶稣可以拿去我们由于贪心带来的罪疚，他也可以拿去我们因为行为上的贪心所带来的羞耻感。
And he can take away the power that greed has over our hearts.
他可以拿去贪心在我们的心里的这种罪恶的权势。
The second way, we want to be practical, is by not letting greed define what work is valuable.
第二点，我们要学习如何 能够不让贪心来对我们进行定义，让我们因为第二点我们要学习的就是不因为贪心来去决定什么工作是有价值的。
More and more in Australia, only the professions that make lots of money are seen as valuable.
在澳大利亚，越来越有这样的一种趋势，就是那些赚钱很多的工作才被认为是有价值的。
The jobs that help people, like nursing and teaching, raising children, looking after the elderly, these jobs don't make a lot of money, and so they're valued less.
有一些工作是帮助别人的，比如护士，比如教师，比如说教养自己的孩子，比如说护工，这些工作的工资很低，它常常被认为是没有多少价值的。
And then there are other jobs which, to me, that don't seem to do anything in society, like maybe being a stockbroker, and yet these jobs are paid lots of money and are well respected.
然而在社会上有一些这样的职业，在我看来它其实是没有太多价值的，就比如说是股票的经纪人，这些工作却有很高很高的工资，却被人们所追捧。
Now, I'll just confess, I don't understand stockbroking, so if you are a stockbroker and it does good in the world, you come and tell me after the service and educate me.
我向大家先坦诚地说一下，我并不太懂股票的交易，所以说如果你是一个股票经纪员的话，你可以结束之后跟我讲一讲，教育一下我。
The point here is not to let the world decide which professions are valuable.
这里的重点是说不要让这个世界来告诉你什么职业是重要的。
Here's a very practical example.
我给大家讲一个非常实际的例子。
If you take time off your paid work to raise your children, that may be one of the most important jobs you ever do.
如果你有一份给你付工资的工作，但你需要去离开这个工作，或者说减掉一些时间来去照顾你的孩子，这你做的这件事可能是你可以做的最重要的工作了。
Your salary in terms of dollars, right, is going to be zero.
做这事的工资从金钱上来讲是为零的。
But don't let the world tell you that that makes that job worthless. It actually might be one of the most important jobs you ever do.
但是不要因此就让这个世界告诉你说你的工作是没有价值的。事实上，这可能是你这辈子可以做的最有价值的工作了。
Third way, we can be practical.
我们可以应用的第三个点。
Don't let greed pull you away from Christ.
不要因为贪心的原因让你与基督远离。
It's a sad fact that many people who once called themselves Christians have ended up wandering away because of their greed and their love of money.
有一件事极其让人遗憾惋惜，就是很多人他曾经自称是基督徒，但因为他们对钱的爱，对钱的贪心，他们离开了基督。
The Bible warns us about this danger.
圣经里面也向我们提醒了这种危害。
Next slide, please. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, it says, But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
So we need to be careful with our paid work.
所以我们对我们这种有收入的工作需要特别的谨慎。
When we're offered that extra shift but it's on a Sunday, do we take it even though we're going to have to miss church?
如果说公司问你愿不愿意周日工作，你会得到更多的收入，但是这就意味着你不得不错失周日的礼拜，你会接受这个邀请吗？
Or when we're offered a promotion at work, but it's going to mean more travel, do we take it? Even though we know it's going to be less time with our family and less time with our Christian family.
如果上级问你要不要升职，但是升职就意味着你需要出更多的差，你就会离你的家人和你的教会的家庭越来越远的话，你会愿意升职吗？
We need to be careful because people have fallen away from Christ because of these things.
我们需要对此特别的谨慎，因为有一些人就因为这件事他被引诱离开了基督。
Next slide. Our last way of being practical is to love people and use money, not the other way around.
在应用方面要讲的最后一点就是我们要爱人，我们要善于用金钱，而不是另外也不而不是说我们要爱钱，善于利用人。
I want to encourage you to start giving now to bless others, whether you feel you have a lot of money or just a little.
我希望你觉得无论自己现在是很富有，还是说一贫如洗，现在就可以开始去学习用钱来祝福别的人。
I remember meeting an international student at a conference that we were running a few years ago.
我记得几年之前我们组织了一次基督徒的一个会议，在那里我遇到了一个基督徒的学生。
A number of times he told me about his plans to get rich in the future.
他在会议中好几次的告诉我他怎么样做计划，希望将来可以赚很多的钱。
And each time he told me how he was going to be so generous with the money that he would have.
他多次的就是夸夸其谈告诉我他将来会如何的慷慨，如何的去做奉献。
Tens of thousands of dollars were going to go to this Bible college and to this missionary organization and to his church.
他说我要把几万块钱捐给这所基督教的学校，捐给这个圣经学校，然后要把这个钱捐给某一个宣教机构等等。
And so he kept talking about his future generosity.
他不停地来讲他将来会如何的慷慨。
Eventually, I got a little bit annoyed, and so I asked him, how much are you giving now?
我最后听得有点烦了，我就问他，那你现在的奉献金额是多少呢？
And he said, oh, I'm not giving anything now because I'm a student and I don't have much money.
他说，现在我是一分钱都不奉献的，因为我是个学生，我没有什么钱。
But later, when I'm rich, I'm going to give lots.
但将来当我有一天很有钱的时候，我会给很多的奉献。
So I told him, the best indicator of your future generosity is your current generosity.
所以我对他说，我猜测将来你能不能变得特别的慷慨大方，最好的衡量方式是你现在是否慷慨。
And I challenged him, saying, if you're giving nothing now,My fear is that in the future you won't give anything either.
我给他一个挑战，我对他说，我猜测如果你现在一点奉献都没有，都不会愿意给的话，你将来也是不会奉献的人。
So it's important that we're generous now, whether we have a lot or whether we have a little.
也就是说，无论我们现在拥有的东西是多是少，我们都需要现在就开始奉献。
This is what I suggest to the students at the university.
我对大学里的学生有这样一个建议。
I say, number one, work out how much money you receive every month.
我说第一点，你应该先计算一下你每个月有多少的收入。
Then number two, decide to give 10% of that to church or to mission organizations or to charities.
然后我说第二点，你需要把10%的这个收入，给去教会或者宣教机构，或者是说各样的慈善机构。
Now, actually, the Bible, the New Testament, it doesn't say give 10%. It just says be generous. So we could give more than 10%, but that's a good place to start.
其实新约圣经里面没有说关于十一奉献的教导，它讲的是说你要慷慨、要大方、要施舍。但是10%是就十分之一是一个很好的起始点，我们是可以给超过十分之一的。
Then I say, number three, set aside the money you need for your essentials, for your rent, gas, electricity, internet.
第三点，我说你需要规划好你那些日常必须要付的那些账单，比如说你的网、你的水、电器、煤这些费用。
Fourth, work out how much money you want to save.
第四点就是你需要计划一下你将要为未来存多少的钱。
And then fifth, the money you have left, that's what you can spend.
第五点，剩下的所有的钱是你可以来花销的。
Okay, now that's the reverse of what we normally do, isn't it?
这个计划事实上是我们平常真实情况正好相反的。
The normal thing we do is we go out and we spend.
我们一般情况下就是拿到钱以后就是花钱花钱花钱。
And then we worry, how can I possibly pay my bills?
然后我就在担心之后我该如何的付我的这些账单呢？
And then we come here to church on a Sunday and we pull out our wallet or our purse and we feel embarrassed that there's just a few coins to give.
然后周末的时候我们来到教会，我们掏出钱包，拿出钱袋，然后看见我们里面就是几个硬币，是很尴尬的去把它投在奉献箱里。
Let's be rich towards God and prioritize Him first.
让我们要在神面前富足，把它列在第一位。
Prioritizing God and choosing to bless other people with our money is what wise investing looks like.
我们要想做很智慧的投资的话，我们需要把神放在第一位，在他面前富足，用我们的金钱来祝福别人。
Next slide, please. Listen to Jesus' words from the end of our passage.
我们看一下耶稣的经文，这个经文最后的一部分。
Verse 32. Do not be afraid, little flock.For your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。你们要变卖所有的周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进、虫不能住的地方。因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
If we live this way, it's win, win, win.
如果我们呢按上面所讲的来去生活的话，那是一个三赢的局面。
Others will be blessed, our hearts will be healthy, and we will have been rich towards God.
我们周围的人会得到我们的祝福，我们自己的内心会非常健康，我们面对上帝，我们是富足的。
And at the end of our lives, God will not say, "You fool." He will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
当我们生命终结的时候，神对我们的评价不是说无知的人啊，而是说做得好，我又忠心又良善的仆人。
This is God's way to a joyful and secure life.
神为我们设计的方法，让我们得到喜乐，得到安全感的方法就是这样的。
Let's pray about it together.
让我们来一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for taking care of us in so many ways.
天父啊，我们感谢你以众多的方法来看顾我们。
We thank you for our homes, for our food, for our clothing.
我们为我们的居所，为我们的饮食，为我们的衣服来感谢你。
We confess that we have been abundantly blessed in this nation of Australia.
我们坦白地说，我们真的在澳大利亚是非常我们得到非常丰盛的祝福。
Lord, sometimes we feel like we never have enough.
主啊，我们常常感觉到我们永远都没有得到足够的东西。
Please, Lord, break down our greed and help us to be generous.
主啊，真的帮我们打开我们的双手，让我们能够变得大方，变得可以施舍。
Help us to be generous towards our parents and our families.
帮助我们能够对我们的父母对我们的家人能够慷慨大方
Help us to be generous to the sisters and brothers here at the church
帮助我们能够对教会里的弟兄姐妹们能够慷慨大方
Help us to be a blessing to people we may never meet by funding gospel ministry.
帮助我们通过来去为那些传福音的事工捐款的方式，能够为那些我们从未谋面的人进行祝福。
Help us to honor you by using the money you give us to be a blessing to others.
主要帮助我们能够使用你赐给我们的那些金钱，让我们成为别人的祝福。
We pray all this in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这一切的祷告是奉你耶稣奉你儿的名，耶稣基督名。阿门。
Thank you.